Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, and it's a good show, I'm explaining how to help colic in infants by balancing pH and improving the lymphatic system. Colic has a common contributing factor, cellular waste building in the body or brain, creating inflammation. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome colic in your infant. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how cellular waste and acidic pH is stopping our lymphatic system and creating many of our health problems. Understanding that, I developed lymphatic drainage work that is called Lymphpractic, and it really gets to the root cause of our health problems. It reduces cellular waste in the body. It's very relaxing to the body and mind. People actually get euphoric. Now, if you're out of state or international, I work with Skype, I work on the phone, and I coach people everywhere. It doesn't matter where you live, as long as you have access to the internet or a phone, we can actually help you understand how to get your lymphatic system going to help you or your children. You know, we don't often think of toxicity when we think of colic, right? But children are in pain, they're not feeling well, they're throwing up, they might be on antacids, you know. So there is a physical problem, but I believe balancing your infant's pH and improving their lymphatic system can be the biggest help in reducing inflammation associated with colic. Now, there are many possible causes. Many experts believe that colic is a result of an allergy to milk protein, you know, lactose intolerance. I even suffered with that at one time. Also, formulas, baby formulas, very high protein can be bothering the children. More rarely, colic may be a reaction to specific foods in mom's diet. But even though they say this may be rarely, I think this has a lot to do with it, because whatever the mom's eating, the child is going to get those nutrients. They also think an immature digestive system, infant acid reflux, even GERD, or food allergies or sensitivity can be, you know, contributing to colic. Number one, if your baby's crying, if you think they have colic, it's a good idea to talk with your doctor, right? Find out exactly what's going on. Is it an intestinal problem? Is it a urinary tract infection? We really just want to always check with your health care practitioner first when your baby is having any problem. But to me, again, I wrote a book on acid-alkaline balance. When an infant has colic, it's a clear sign that their pH is out of balance. When the pH is overly acidic, the lymphatic system can become compromised, allowing cellular waste and acidity to build in the body and brain. When the infant's body, especially digestive system, is becoming more acidic, the digestive tissues can constrict and cause digestive pain, more gas, crying, eczema, and even sleep problems. And again, this is something that many parents are seeing. You know, our children are being born into, you know, their first few weeks of life having intense pain and feeling uncomfortable. So I had a revelation. I was just writing my book at this time, and I met a woman who showed me how an acidic pH is souring breast milk and adding to colic. So when I first found out about an acidic pH, I was at my daughter's dance school. She was about, I think she was, 4 years old at that time. And me and my wife were sitting with a bunch of other wives, and one woman was sitting with a baby who she started to talk about, and she started to mention how this eight-month-old had a lot of vomiting, had stomach pains, and was already on 2 acid medications and had been on these for months. This is an 8-month-old child. Before I mentioned anything about pH and acidity, the mother happened to mention to the other woman that her breast milk, when she checked it sometimes, often tasted sour or bad. At that point, a light bulb went off in my head, and I realized that an acidic pH is souring breast milk adding to what we call colic? The baby is ingesting something that's sour, like drinking soured milk. So when the mom tested her pH, she was severely acidic at 5.1. That's almost 100 times more acidic than she should be. Her acidic body was souring the breast milk, and the baby was drinking this, and the baby was getting sick from this. And I guarantee you, this is something that's really happening often. But no one understands it. It's a missed reason. And I believe it's why we have so much colic acid problems in children. Why are they on antacids? They're not eating burgers. They're not, you know, having wine. They're not eating bread. They're on formula most of the times, or breast milk. So I have seen this acidity in newborns many times. Again, why are they on antacids? A good place to start looking at this problem would be in the pediatrician's office. I wonder what percentage of newborns to one-year-olds are on antacids. So our children are starting life with a sour stomach from mom's sour breast milk or protein-laden formula. Again, when we're drinking formula, this is often milk protein. Cells of that milk protein are very hard to digest in our system, and that can even be adding to this. So over time, the gastrointestinal tissues become more acidic, which slows the lymphatic system. Remember, there are lymphatic systems everywhere. And especially in the abdomen, right below the rib cage, whereas children will often have some discomfort, right under the rib cage, you'll even see some swelling there, is three vessels called the cisterna chyli. These three vessels lead into one vessel that goes up towards the neck called the thoracic duct, the main lymphatic vessel in the body. Well, if we're overly acidic, these three lymphatic vessels, the cisterna chyli, can become congested. Like in any freeway, we have three lanes going into one, we always get congestion. Especially here in the abdomen, when we have three vessels going into one vessel and they're acidic, it can constrict and lead to congestion in the lower body. And I believe that's why children have digestive discomfort and why they also have heavy legs. Many children, my kids, had heavy legs. And it can be because the abdomen is blocked and the lymphatic system can be building in their digestive system. So, again, look around. Even young children have distended abdomens and chubby legs, a real sign of congestion in the abdomen. So this stagnant and acidic and protein-filled fluid can lead to earaches. We see that a lot of children. Excess fluid in the ear. Many children get tubes put in their ears and infections that are affecting infants in great numbers. I believe a toxic tissue acidosis, an acidic pH, and it's a negative effect on the lymphatic system is the missing link to the increase in colic, recurring colds in children, even infections, into infant cancer, epidemic levels of asthma, aggression, learning disabilities, ADHD, Asperger's, and autism. My book, An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance, explains how an acidic pH is constricting your child's lymphatic system, making them toxic, leading to inflammation. Before I talk about how we can help colic, I just want to remind you that I see clients, even children, for many different health problems in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a fully closed session. It's very relaxing. Your child will really start to relax. I actually show parents who come in to see me who have children how to drain their child, how to do a very quick little lymphatic routine to open up the abdomen, open up the legs, open up the underarms and the neck. These are things we should be doing to our children, helping them to relax their body and get their lymphatic system going. So if you can't come to Phoenix, if you're not around Phoenix, Arizona, if you're in another part of the country, if you're international, I help people all over the world. It really is simple. We can use Skype nowadays, and within the first, 15 minutes, you're going to really understand this and know what you need to do to help your child. And, the first step that mom has to take is really to check her saliva and urine pH, because being blind, not seeing that, am I acid or am I alkaline, really is the problem. once somebody sees, they check their pH and they see that they're 100 times possibly more acidic than they're supposed to be, and that may be souring their breast milk or even creating their own health problems and also affecting their child, hopefully they see that, uh-oh, I have to do something about this. But this is real. There really is a problem with soured breast milk. Breastfeeding is very important. Breast milk has antibodies to help protect the infant from bacteria and viruses. It is a complete form of nutrition that is easy to digest compared to milk-based formulas. And again, I would really stay away from soy. Basic research that I saw a long time ago when I was researching for my children, because we had started them on soy, say that children who have soy will have smaller, in males, testicles, or their penis will be smaller. And so again, I stayed away from soy. We found the different alternatives. So soy, I would stay away from that. So again, recent studies have even shown that babies who are not breastfed for 6 months are more likely to develop a wide range of infectious diseases, including ear infections, diarrhea, respiratory illnesses, and have more hospitalizations. So we can see that breastfeeding is very important. Try breastfeeding for as long as you can. Just, you know, most important thing is to be hydrated. If you're not breastfeeding, here are some options. Goat milk. We tried this with our kids. And again, hopefully you can find it in your area. The goat milk supplies adequate amounts of fats and proteins, but inadequate amounts of folic acid and vitamin B12. So supplementing with an infant multivitamin that contains folic acid and B12 should cover the deficiency. While using fresh goat milk is best, condensed or powdered goat milk is available and sufficient for making infant formula. I would say try this first. If this doesn't work, again, and give it a few days. Anything's going to aggravate the stomach when a child has colic. And there's also triple-filtered milk-based formulas. Again, they're triple-filtering it to get the heavy proteins out. Mom, look at your diet. When you're breastfeeding, what you eat, your baby's going to get. Are you hydrated? That's another big thing. When you're not hydrated, your body's going to be more concentrated with toxins. But really, it's about what are you eating? Are you drinking coffee? Are you drinking sodas? Are you smoking cigarettes or having alcohol? Well, you know, your baby's here now. You don't have to be so perfect. Well, no, we have to be perfect. What you're eating is going to raise that baby. So, again, if you need to know what foods to eat, eat more alkaline. I have an acid alkaline food chart on my homepage at OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. That's OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. You can also reach me there if you have any questions. But, again, more fruits and vegetables. Don't do any type of detox. Don't do any really intense exercise while you're right before feeding the baby. And liquid magnesium, there are many different ionic forms, meaning more natural forms that won't just bother the baby's stomach. I actually use Natural Calm, a product that's a powdered formula that you put hot water into, and the baby can drink a little bit of that. And even have flavored, so you can get a cherry formula for the baby to drink. And just a little bit will make a difference. Add Epsom salt baths. Add your infant to an Epsom salt bath. It's really relaxing. You can put an eighth of a cup or a quarter of a cup into one of the small infant baths, and you know, while you're giving them the bath, or just put them in a bath with you. 2 cups of Epsom salt, not in hot water, just nice lukewarm water for about 10 minutes. What a great way to get to sit with your child in a bath. Another good way to bond with your child is with daily infant massage. This is wonderful. Treat your baby's arms like a delicate dough and just massage them. If you happen to be in the Phoenix area, contact me. We'll make an appointment. I'll have you come in, and I'll show you a fully closed infant massage. It only takes a few minutes. That really helps to open up the lymphatic system, specifically in the abdomen, and you could do this nightly to have a happy, a healthy baby. Thursday's show will be on how using lymphatic drainage pre- and post-surgery can improve healing. And this is so important because people go into surgery, you know, with no preparation. And if you prepare for surgery, you'll have less infections and you'll heal much faster. I hope learning about colic has given you some ideas of what you can do. Most importantly, don't do anything drastic. drink more water, change your diet slightly, eliminate a lot of the things that may be bothering you, and you'll see your child will do a lot better. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic systems makes a difference in your and your child's life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with John Ossipinski. Please have a balanced and joyful life. Thank you.